really the uncertainty over the last year and the apparent lack of action of the directors and the board. And it's left particularly the farming side of the sandalwood with a lot of concern whether the people will still have jobs and what's going on. It's just such a great industry. I've been in farming in Northern Australia for the last 35 years, and so I know most of the crops and most of the opportunities up there. And sandalwood really is unique. It's a great opportunity for Northern Australia. It's a great opportunity for people to be involved in the business. And it seems just such a shame that lack of good corporate leadership makes it very difficult for the company.
You're in a unique position as a shareholder, also being a producer and long-term farmer with a lot of experience. You sound quite positive still about the future of sandalwood. Is that a message you think that the current leadership should be sort of reassuring the industry and shareholders?
Oh, absolutely. The industry is great from a production time. As far as I'm concerned, there's two businesses. There's farming business, and the farming business has been fairly well worked out. It's fairly unique because of the barriers to entry. So it's fairly hard for people to get involved in it because of the long-term lead. You know, Quintus has got probably 10 years to 15 years ahead of anyone else in the world in farming sandalwood. So they're in a really unique position. The markets appear to be very strong and very good. You know, India, China now, the UAE countries, the Arab countries, just they're now in the pharmaceutical area where there's options. Northern Australia is one of the few areas where there can be a reliable supply of sandalwood and high-quality sandalwood products. So I think that, from what I'm hearing, there are people out there who want the product. It's just they're concerned whether the company is just treading water and they're concerned about dealing with the company because they don't know whether it'll be around much longer.
What is the feeling on the ground, Rob, from producers and staff looking after sandalwood plantations up in Kununurra? Are they quite worried at the moment?
But many of them are quite worried about their future, worried whether they've got a job. A lot of them are young people getting out. They've got mortgages, they've got young families, and they've got to pay them. They've got to know that they've got a future there, or they'll be looking elsewhere. And the company can ill afford to lose all their good people just because they can't make up their minds what they're doing down here.
Quintus faced shareholders for the first time, I believe, since the trading halt started in May, just before Christmas. What was your feedback from that meeting?
I think shareholders are fed up with the lack of action. You know, really, we've got a fair bit of money invested. Shareholders have got a fair bit of money invested. And when I invest in money in with other people, I expect them to make it work, and I expect them to let me know how it's going. If the people who are running the plantations in the north can't get an answer and can't get some instruction, can't get told what they can and can't do. They thought there's a lot of crops here that are fairly well developed and they can go backwards fairly quickly without a bit of management.
From here, now that yourself and John Allen and Craig have put yourself forward, what's the process going forward now? I understand Quintus have 21 days to set up a meeting with shareholders.
Yeah, I believe it's something like that. But we've got to get the shareholders on side, so we've got to talk more to them and let them know that we are very confident we can manage it, both in the farming side and the marketing side, which I believe our team people, our group of people can do that extremely well. We've also got to get the finance all side on. So our team are talking to the debt holders and other shareholders and other potential investors. That'll be the hardest part, getting that financing side and debt side on and going. But we believe we can do that. In fact, we're really quite confident we can do that. We've got a great product. It can be sold when people see that Quintus is the leading company and can grow it and that there are markets for it. I think investors will be trying to get in.